Microsoft Teams is helping a bicycle company reinvent the way that they work.
We make bicycles for everyday riders. Once the pandemic hit, we started doing virtual visits.
All of a sudden, we could open up our showroom to customers around the world.
Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS podcast, the week six tight end and defense preview, as I'm your host, James Seltzer, and with me as always, my main man. I feel like it's been forever since I've spoken to him, because even a minute feels like it's not quick enough to talk to him again. You follow him on Twitter at Statsman22. Mr. Paul Bruno, what's up, Paul?
Hey, it's a little later than we do it normally, but we'll pump it out there. And I think we got some great value plays on this tight end list. I'm looking forward to getting into the names with you.
There we go. We always do. That's what we do here, Paul. We provide entertainment with some knowledge. That's what we go for, at least. Usually, at least, right? All right, Paul. Let's jump into here. Let's get in. We've got some tight ends and defenses to get to. So, why don't we, even though they kind of jump price classes here, let's look at these top three tight ends on the board at the same time, and obviously one with a legit injury question here. But yeah, Gronk at 8,400, Greg Olsen at 8,100, Jordan Reed at 7,500. It seems like every week these guys are at the top of this list, but for the first time, it's at least conceivable since the first week, really, when you didn't really know what was going on. First week he was active to potentially play Gronk. How do you kind of feel about this one?
Well, you look at the past defenses that Gronkowski and Olsen faced, and that's why you can almost justify spending the big bucks here. Of the three in this group, I prefer Olsen over the other two guys, just because he's been so consistent, 16.5 points per week in FanDuel play, and he's a solid bet against a defense that we've been rough on all year long, but they've certainly not delivered the goods and made us look really good when we highlight the fact that the New Orleans Saints defense is awful.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. It's really bad. No, and I think I agree with you here. I think Olsen, of the top guys, is the clear play. Jordan Reed is being evaluated for concussion, so he obviously has a history of those, too many, I suppose, but he has had some issues with that in the past, which is always a worry and obviously very serious. So just, I guess, see how the week plays out with that. But for me now, especially against an Eagles team that one of the things they've done really well is cover the tight end this year so far. So I would stay away from Reed, but I could see playing Gronk in a tournament, but I agree. I think Olsen is the clear, logical play here of the three for the price. All right, Paul, let's move down to the 6,000 and above range here, and it's actually a little jump here, 6,000 from Eifert to 6,400 in Kelsey, but we've got five names here in this list with Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker, and Martellus Bennett making up the rest. Are you playing any of these five this week?
Well, I like the two guys at the top of this list, oddly enough. Of course, Martellus Bennett's coming off that three-touchdown day. I don't see a repeat, even though he's facing that Cincinnati club. I think they're going to split the TD throws between the two tight ends at best here, and Martellus doesn't get the hat trick. Maybe he gets one. But the other guys that I like better are Jimmy Graham. This guy's becoming more and more of a factor in the Seattle offense. He caught six balls for 133 yards last week, leading the offense with eight targets as well against an Atlanta defense that has been involved in some pretty good games lately. But Jimmy Graham, looking like the old Jimmy Graham, and I'd ride him for 6,900. And right below him, Delanie Walker of Tennessee gets a tasty matchup against a very bad Cleveland team. He's averaging over 10 points per week, and he keeps it up here for $6,700. I think that's a pretty good value play in this section.
Yeah, I like both of those plays for sure, but I disagree with you at least a little on Bennett. I think I'd rather play Walker at 6,700 against a Cleveland defense that has been, I believe, the worst in the league against tight ends. But even so, I think Bennett, I think he's going to be pretty consistent. He already has been consistent with or without Brady, but him and Brady look good together. Obviously, he's not going to get three touchdowns every week, so you don't want to pay for that. But I think there is the chance that Bennett has a really, really nice season with Gronk on the other side, and those two just both being legit weapons for Brady. So I wouldn't balk at the price, but I think that Walker, and I like Graham as well, but for me, agree that Walker is really my favorite play in that range. All right, Paul, let's go to the 5,000 and above here range as we see, I think, a nice number of names here of potential plays here. Who in this range, is there anyone who kind of sticks out to you?
Well, this is a range where I found a lot of good options. I'll start at the bottom, oddly enough. Charles Clay of the Buffalo Bills for $5,300. He's seeing an increasing role in the pass offense. They're a little bit thin at the wide receiver position, and so they're leaning on Clay, and he came up with a pretty good game last week, and I wonder if he can duplicate that effort against a San Francisco team that's not going to scare anybody on the defensive side of the ball. After that first week shutout, they've looked a little bit worse every time out, in my opinion. And then go up the board a little bit. We've got Gary Barnage, if he can rehab that wonky ankle. He had a pretty good week last week against the Patriots, and I think he has a softer matchup at Tennessee for $5,300. But again, watch the injury wire to see if he does suit up. If he does, that's a good value play. Then up to $5,400, Dennis Pitta against the Giants. He caught 7 for 8 last week against Washington, staying in the NFC East. Another suspect pass defense, and the Ravens' offense has hummed along pretty good, and Pitt has been a part of that. Move up the board a little bit higher. Kobe Fleener. Look, anytime Drew Brees is throwing the ball 40 times a week, the tight end's going to get his share of the catches, and I thought, why not against the Carolina team? That's not as good as everybody thought they would be, even though they made it the Super Bowl last year. They're not going to get a sniff unless they buy tickets this time around, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, they're in pretty bad shape. 1-4 is not ideal. Not a great division, assuming if Atlanta isn't good, but it looks like Atlanta could be pretty good. Love the Fleener call. He's one of my favorite plays in this range. I'll add a couple more names, literally a couple more, two more. I'm going to add, and they're both the same price. I like Jesse James at $5,400. Just again, that matchup against Miami, I could see Pittsburgh just, you know, moving the ball at will against that Miami defense, and Miami even worse in that secondary. So, you know, James has continued to be somewhat consistent and is a threat in the red zone, it seems, every time they're down there. So I like the James call. I like Zach Ertz at $5,400 even more. Ertz came back last week. Everyone expected the big game against a bad Lions defense as far as stopping tight ends goes. But I think maybe we underestimated that it might take Ertz a week to get back and, you know, the feel of it. And another really nice matchup against Washington here. So I think Zach Ertz could kind of maybe do for people this week who might not have as many people on him this week as last week, because he was a popular play last week. So maybe Ertz is kind of one of those post-hype sleepers, as it were, as far as a one-week sample size goes. All right, Paul, let's get into those last real values here at under 5,000 level. Who in that 4,500 and up range are you looking at, if anybody?
Well, I'm going to give you three names to think about. C.J.
Oh, I love it. Three.
C.J. Uzuma of the Bengals. He's come off a pretty good game against the Cowboys. He converted all of the five targets that went his way. But the question mark there is if Eifert can't go. If Eifert plays, forget about Uzuma. So that's another one where you got to do your homework and make sure this guy suits up. If he does, good value play down there. Beside him at the 4,900 mark, Crockett Gilmore of Baltimore. I already told you what I think of the Giants' pass defense. This guy got a number of balls thrown his way. Didn't get a lot of yardage, but he did score a TD, and I think he converts. If he gets the same seven targets, I think he's going to get a lot more than 28 yards against the Giants this time around. And then Virgil Green, an interesting situation here, as he hopes to return from the IR. Again, having you guys, listeners, check out the wires and see if this guy plays, because if he does, you can expect him to be a bigger part of the Denver offense than their current stable of tight ends, in my opinion, and that San Diego team doesn't offer a lot of resistance in that range.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I like the Uzomah call. That's probably my favorite. I think Austin Seferian Jenkins makes an interesting upside play. I don't think he's going to do much, but he's gigantic, and they're already giving him snaps and opportunities. So, you know, there's potential there. But I agree. I think I'm probably going in that range right above for the most part. All right, Paul, before we get on defenses here, let me remind fantasy football fans that football is back, and that means that fantasy FanDuel is back. And this year, it's better than ever. It's not just a new season at FanDuel. It's a new era. They've upgraded your entire experience with real improvements for everyday fans. And they believe that you deserve to experience everything sports has to offer, which makes you sports rich. Try the new FanDuel now. Just pick your team, stay under the salary cap, and have all the fun that fantasy has to offer. New to the game? Play in our beginner contest to learn the ropes. If you have a dollar, there are games for just a dollar. There's 50-50 contests where the top half win cash. You can even settle a score with a friend in FanDuel's brand new friends mode. Season-long fantasy football with weekly teams plus new features ensure a fair and level playing field. It's just a blast at FanDuel. You know, it's season long is just killing me right now, and my teams are rough in certain spots. And it just gives you a nice outlet to enjoy football as a week to week game, because it really is a week to week game. It's hard to predict at the beginning of a year what's going to happen. As Paul just mentioned, that the Panthers are going to have a really tough time making the playoffs this year, and they almost won the Super Bowl last year. So it can change in a hurry. But as a result, that's what makes FanDuel great, because you can change with it. You don't have to be stuck to players you decided in August you thought were going to be good or stay healthy. So that's the beauty of it. It allows you to have all the fun that football has to offer, all the fun that fantasy football has to offer. At FanDuel, you can be sports rich. Plus, we have a special offer for new users. You can get a free 6-month subscription to RotoWire with a $10 deposit on FanDuel. Just go to FanDuel.com/RW. Not only do you get the free subscription, but you actually get to use that $10 on FanDuel. It's such a good deal. It's over $40 in value for just $10. So go to FanDuel.com/RW. All right, Paul, let's get into the defenses here. Only two defenses, 5,000 and above. The Broncos at 5,000, the Cardinals at 5,400. Are you playing either of these Ds this week?
I love the Cardinals defense this week in this matchup. If you're going to ever pay up for a defense, this might be one that screams, pick me. And I'm thrilled that they're my defense in the RotoWire Vegas League. I'm looking for a big game against the Giants offense that might throw 3 or 4 picks and certainly will be sacked a few times. So I think a big game is coming for the Arizona defense this week.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. I don't know if I would have the chutzpah to spend up for them. But yeah, anytime you get the opportunity to have a really, really talented defense that can ball going up against a guy like Fitzy, that's always a good spot. But I also love that Denver defense at 5,000. But even still, I'm probably not paying for either. San Diego moves the ball well enough. But I think after losing to Atlanta last week, I think that Denver defense is going to come out pissed off. But I think I'm probably getting my defense from below there. Paul, why don't we take go from – there's no one at 49,000, but let's go from 4,800 down to 4,500, and then we can get the cheap real values down at the bottom. But from 4,500 to 4,800, is any defense stick out?
I like two of them, and on this show last week, I highlighted the Buffalo Bills. They certainly rolled a big score for me and made me look good, and I'm going to go with them against San Francisco. Another situation where Colin Kaepernick makes his debut, and I think he's going to have a tough time if the Bills come forward with the effort that they did last week. And right below them, I'm going to give your team a nod in rivalry game. The Eagles, this is a team that can shock you with a big defensive performance from time to time. Last week, they were kind of a boom or bust defense in fantasy. This is going to be one of those boom weeks, I think. For $4,500, I could be on this defense very easily this week.
Yeah, I like the Eagles at 4,500 as well. Cousins has a propensity to throw interceptions at times, sometimes in bunches. I know he didn't do it a lot over the second half last season, but we've already seen it some this season. So I think that's a really nice play there. Outside of the Eagles at 4,500, I don't love them, but Baltimore at 4,500 is decent. They've been a point scoring defense a little bit here, and going up against a Giants offense that for some reason just can't seem to get it going isn't necessarily in my mind a bad play either. But the other team that I consider here, it's just weird to see the Titans rank so high, but going up against a Cleveland team with so many questions at quarterback and already obviously deficiencies at 4,700, this Tennessee D, a little better than I expected it to be. I think that's a decent play as well, Paul. But I think most likely I'll be getting my defenses from this next range here. What do you think of the 4,400 down at the bottom at 4,200, the values here?
Well, I see one value, and that's the Dallas Cowboys in Green Bay.
Shocker!
This is not a homer pick, but look at how poor Aaron Rodgers' season has kicked off this season. The running backs are in disarray. You might see John Starks in his 2-yard average. I think the Cowboys are going to be all over the Packers with a pass rush that finally will look like the one that they designed in the offseason with a couple of their defensive linemen coming back from suspensions last week and getting a few more reps. I think they'll be ready to go and pin their ears, and they'll be all over A-Rod this week.
Wow. Oh, love it. Doesn't care if anyone calls him Homer. He's going all Homer. I love it. There are actually a couple plays here. Like, here's the thing. It's weird. It's a weird week for me that I agree. Like, I think the Arizona and when you really look at the full board, I could see the case that you're making to start Arizona, even though I don't know if I could do it. But there aren't a lot of great options this week. It's kind of one of those weird weeks. But there are a few teams in here that I think have some real upside for the prices. I like the Niners on the other side of that Buffalo game. The defense hasn't been that bad, and Buffalo's offense has not been particularly good so far. It hasn't been bad to run the ball well, but I think for the price, there's some upside there. And moving up $100 to the Bears at going at home against Jacksonville. Bears D that hasn't been good, but hasn't looked quite as awful as I expected it to either. Going up against Blake Bortles and his propensity to hand the ball over and just a Jacksonville team that I don't believe in very much. I like that play as well. And then I don't think I would, this is like a total tournament play here, but like it's an awful defense. Indy is a really bad defense, but Brock Osweiler might be really bad. I don't know. He hasn't looked good yet to me this season, so if you wanted to take a flyer on Indy, it's too much. The price is too high for me, but I think that's going to be a ugly game with some turnovers and the potential for some weird things to happen. So I don't think it's the craziest flyer. I feel like I would never recommend the Colts, but I don't think it's the craziest flyer. But personally, I would go with the Niners or the Bears if I'm going to take one of those cheaper shots. But I just don't think it's crazy, Paul.
Well, I think you're nuts for picking any of those three, but we'll agree to disagree. Maybe a Canadian loonie against an American dollar will be put down on that bet right there.
Yeah, we don't want your Canadian loonies over here. We don't need them. We're good.
Someday they'll be back at par, maybe about 10 years from now.
Yeah, it's certainly trending better, I suppose, for that. That's great. All right, so that'll do it for the tight end defense. A preview for this week, as always, my main man, Paul Bruno, killing it. You can hear him with John McKechnie doing the Friday preview podcast. And I will be back with you and with Paul next week on Wednesday. So, again, thank you to my co-host, Paul Bruno. You can follow him on Twitter again at SazMan22. I'm James Seltzer. This has been the Tight End and Defense Week 6 Preview on the RotoWire DFS Podcast.
Kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing, this Friday.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.